Good morning, this is Lachlan and Georgia with your 11 AM headlines. In local news, Brisbane is set to become a hub for Paralympic sports after a collaboration has been confirmed between Paralympics Australia and the University of Queensland, with $44 million worth of funding being provided as a contribution to the University of Queensland's proposed Paralympic Centre of Excellence, a part of the Brisbane 2032 Legacy Plan. The funding will help create an international standard sports venue, a wheelchair and prosthetics workshop, dedicated testing facilities, and accessibility to student workforce and education.
$70 million has been provided to support waste management and resource recovery in Ipswich to reinforce the council's green credentials. The range of initiatives for this green plan includes setting a stage for future infrastructure, sustainability, and cleaning the city. $9 million will be provided for vehicles for waste collection, and $3.8 million worth of upgrades provided for current recycling centres, with future plans for new centres. Environment and Sustainability Committee Chairperson Deputy Mayor Russell Milligan says by investing in infrastructure services and future planning, the council aims to create a clean and green city for the benefit of all residents.
In national news, the New South Wales Anti-Slavery Commissioner James Cockayne says cost of living pressures has resulted in more people experiencing modern-day slavery, such as forced labour and forced marriage. Furthermore, James Cockayne is launching a three-year plan which is a legislative requirement of the New South Wales Modern Slavery Act after it came into effect on July 1st. Among the measures, the package makes a push for tougher measures to target the use of goods who in their supply chain rely on forced labour.
Rain bomb leaves Adelaide in the dark, thousands without power. This torrential rain led to flooding and road closures overnight, with over 240 calls for help across the city. It is reported that up to 40 millimetres of rain fell, with up to 75 millimetres reaching the Adelaide Hills. The weather has subsided this morning in South Australia. However, this wet and windy weather is expected to continue along Australia's southeast over this weekend.
In international news, Kenya is set to launch Africa's biggest school meals program in late August, beginning the country's capital of Nairobi. The new initiative will see the construction of 10 kitchens, providing 400,000 daily lunches to 225 primary schools and early childhood development centres, and over 4 million children. The $8.6 million initiative is a joint venture between the Nairobi County and not-for-profit Food for Education organisation, which was founded in 2012 by Kenyan nutritionist Maria Nigeru, that initially served 25 children and employed a single cook.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.